Chapter 7. Exercise. 1. Stepping up to the microphone, Gabby could feel the sweat starting to run down her face and neck. She tried to take a deep breath, but couldn't. As her name was called, Gabby became more afraid of speaking before a large audience. Then, she suddenly remembered the words of a woman who had gradually overcome the same fear. Fear, rapid heartbeat, quick breathing, and sweating are simply the body's declaration that we are ready to fight. Recalling this, Gabby calmed down and remembered clearly what she had to say. Assured, Gabby smiled and started to deliver her speech. The words flowed out like water, and her beating heart gave her more and more mental strength. The performance was successful. She had overcome her fear. Two. Many frogs are attentive parents, protecting their eggs or developing tadpoles for days, in part to guard them from predators, including other frogs. However, the Jamaican cave frog goes the extra mile. An accomplished backpacker, she totes her young after they develop into froglets. She lays her eggs inside a cave in a rocky crack, then sits among them for weeks until they hatch into froglets a quarter of an inch long. The froglets climb immediately onto her back, and she carries them out of the cave, where they later jump off into a brave new world of light and danger. 3. Miyumi waits tables in her father's Japanese restaurant. Frequently, non-Japanese customers rest their chopsticks upright in the rice, making her feel uneasy. According to Japanese custom, chopsticks are only placed upright in rice at wakes. At the wake, a bowl of rice sits on a small table at the foot of the body. The chopsticks stand straight up in the rice as an offering to assist safe crossing through the gates of heaven. Traditional Japanese believe that, if the deceased encounters a guard, the departed can give the rice to the gatekeeper in exchange of passage. Because of this custom, Miyumi reminds of the deceased whenever she sees the chopsticks in the rice. Taking a risk to make her customers upset, she explains it to them. To her surprise, most gladly oblige. 4. Weddell seals swim far and dive deep under the Antarctic sea ice to catch hundreds of fish each day. This seal can be sneaky, sometimes swimming within a few inches of a fish before the fish notices. Fish hide from seals in the bumpy underside of the ice. Looking up, seals see the dark fish shapes against the sunlight shining through the ice, but the fish are in the crack and out of reach. When this happens, the Weddell seal blows a stream of bubbles into the water, which go down the crack. Due to the force of bubbles, the fish can't stay but move out of hiding. Then the seal charges forward and gulps the fish.